From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our morning Gospel program. Could I thank those who have written to me of late, requesting tapes and literature? I'm always happy, you know, to hear from you. I hope that the tapes and the literature is proving to be a blessing. Let me assure anyone listening who perhaps has been thinking of contacting us here on Let the Bible Speak that whatever your request is, once we have responded to it, we will not contact you again unless you request us to contact you. There is always an anxiety amongst folk that by contacting a program such as ours, they open the door to those who will pester them. Well, we can promise you that that will not happen. Let me just mention tonight's program. I will be introducing a new testimony tape. Last month we had Mrs. Lorraine King, and you may recall that she mentioned how that the conversion of her brother-in-law, Robert Bell, was the beginning of her concern of soul. Well, I will be playing the first extract from Robert Bell's testimony tonight. Now here's Frank Boggs singing, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Such a hymn is in keeping with our Bible study this morning, the rich young man who turned down heaven because he preferred his money. We'll be turning to Mark chapter 10 as soon as we hear Frank Boggs.
No.
going to read some verses in Mark chapter 10, beginning at the verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And his disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. This is the rich young man, he who had come with such eagerness, seeking an answer from Christ to life's great question. Verse 17, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? But here we have him in verse 22, going away grieved, turning his back on Christ, turning his back on heaven, turning his back on the key that would lead him to glory, turning his back on the answer on how to obtain eternal life. You can't turn away from Christ, you know, without the loss of your soul being the consequence of such an action. Little wonder this young man was sad. I don't think there are sadder words written in all of the Bible. To read of a man who has been at the feet of Christ, who has heard the word of instruction from the Savior's lips, and yet turns away in rejection. Sadder scene was never set before our eyes. Let us learn from this. The problem that this young man had was not an inability to understand the gospel. He knew what Christ had demanded. Now many claim that an inability to understand the gospel is the reason why they are not saved. They put this forward when challenged about their conversion. But not everyone who says that they don't understand the gospel and what it means is really being honest. They do know what is required, but they are not willing to obey what they know is Christ's command. They're not willing to put Christ first and let go of everything in order that they might follow him. But they know that such an attitude is entirely wrong. Indeed, they're ashamed of having such an attitude, so they try to conceal it and cover it with a more plausible excuse for rejecting Christ. And thus they say, I don't understand what the gospel means. You know, dear listeners, there are very few who genuinely do not understand the way to heaven. And whenever we do find someone who genuinely doesn't understand the gospel, and they make inquiries after it, then they tend to be like the Philippian jailer, who coming in to Paul and to Silas fell down before them and said, What must I do to be saved? And they answered him, Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He had come genuinely wanting an answer. And when he was given the answer, it says that he believed on the Lord with all his house. And within a short time after asking the question, the man is rejoicing in his salvation. Oh, the young man knew what was required of him. That's why he went away sad. He went back to his possessions. They had not satisfied him in the past, or else he wouldn't have come to the Lord Jesus seeking eternal life. But here, oh, what folly! Here he is turning his back on Christ and on the gospel, and going back to the very possessions which had utterly failed him up until that time. But you see, he had a love for his money, and love blinded him to this simple truth that his money had failed him in the past and would fail him in the future. Earth's possessions are one of the greatest hindrances to conversion. It's like a lead weight about the heart that draws it downward into darkness. Little wonder Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, urged Timothy that when he was preaching, he press home this truth to his hearers. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and the verse 6 reads, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition, for the love of money." I want you to notice that. It doesn't say money, it says the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Does this not sum up the state of the rich young man? He's erring, he's turning away from Christ. He's pierced through with many sorrows. He went away sad. Earth's possessions, I tell you, prove oftentimes to be a great hindrance to the sinner coming to Christ. We have a twofold illustration of that truth given us in the passage. First of all, the young man's actions. He went away. We see a sinner drawn away by his love of riches. We see the words of the Lord Jesus as well, underscoring this truth. He says this twice. Verse 23, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And in response to the astonishment of his disciples, he repeats the thing in the verse 24. "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." How short-sighted men are who turn from God and from heaven in order to lay hold upon gold and silver. What a poor bargain this young man settled for. He embraced his gold and he let go of Christ. My time is gone, so we'll come back to these verses next week again in the will of God. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.